inspiring solutions to save America one show at a time. Are you ready to get on board?
Who can take your money? The government can, cause they mix it up with lies and make it all taste good. The government takes everything we make to pay for all of their solutions, like healthcare, climate change, pollution. Just throw away the Constitution. I wrote that, thank you. Who can give a bailout? Make the founding fathers roll over in their grave. I don't care if you hate me, I'm gonna sing it anyway. Oh, the government can.
3 hours of bold truth and excellence.
You've just signed up for the WBR Army.
Welcome aboard.
This is the Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Welcome back. Hour three of the Wendy Bell Radio Program is on the clock. And you know what? I've got some very exciting news. I hope we're going to do it by Thursday. 2.5 million podcast downloads strong, Brock. That is giant news.
2.5.
2.5.
By Thursday. I'll take it.
I'm telling you what, guys. Thank you. It's so important that you're here with us. Wendy Bell Radio, wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Plug us in, download us, and join the 2.5 million. Amazing. So there's this new poll out. You know how we feel about polls here on the Wendy Bell Radio Program. I think that they're very interesting. We enjoy looking at them. We don't put a lot of stock in them per se, but it's interesting to watch various trends ebb and flow. This is the Harvard Caps Harris poll, April's edition. Trump leading Biden by 4 points as immigration and inflation remain the top concerns. It ain't complicated, friends, but there's some very interesting stuff in here. And I want to read this to you. 58% of voters believe the U.S. lacks leadership to handle world affairs, but most want the focus here at home on domestic issues. Israel support remains unchanged while universities are under a cloud. I'm reading this right now from Yahoo Finance. So finance.yahoo.com. This is very interesting. This April Harvard Caps Harris poll, monthly collaboration between the Center for American Political Studies at Harvard and the Harris poll and Harris X. President Joe Biden's overall approval rating is steady, they say, 44%. This is why I say we don't put a lot of stock in these things. Interesting to watch trends. We talked to you yesterday, down to 38%. That Joe Biden's 13th quarter ratings, his popularity, is the lowest in, 70 years in that particular frame. 44% says this one. Donald Trump leads the horse race by 4 points. The poll also covers public opinion on foreign policy and the Israel-Hamas war. That is what I was interested in when I saw this. You see these protests. It's designed specifically to create a story. And Americans aren't falling for the story. And that gives me wonderful hope. American voters are fundamentally utilitarian. This is Mark Penn, co-director of this poll, says, despite legal and age issues, voters care most about how well Biden and Trump performed as president. And on that measure, right now, they favor Donald Trump. Immigration and inflation continue to be voters' top concerns, tied at 35% each. 55% of voters believe Donald Trump has committed crimes for which he should be convicted. But 55% say separately that they approve of the job he did as president. We're in this weird chasm, aren't we? where people have this feeling, it's undeniable. Life was better. Just at face value. Not even to go in any nuance. It was better. We didn't feel so stressed. I wasn't so grumpy. I think he probably did some stuff wrong because it's all I've heard about. Is he's a criminal, 91 charges. Can't all be wrong, right? Yeah, I can. But a lot of people saying, I'm sure he did something. But I really liked what it was like with him. It's a weird position. Can you imagine how people are going to feel when these cases blow up? Because they're unraveling. They already have. And it's only a matter of time before the true lawfare is exposed for what it is. And you're going to have a lot of people having that aha moment that the black women, 42%, are having right now. They are available. They are available to be wooed. They're looking for someone to treat them the right way, to tell them the truth. Don't promise me the stars and then crap on me. Treat me the right way. And I'll be loyal. 58% say the U.S. does not have the leadership necessary to handle world affairs right now. And our money is going all over the place. Does Joe Biden have the mental ability? No. No matter how much lipstick you put on that, it's still a pig. 56% support sending $26 billion in aid to Israel. 49% support sending $8 billion in aid to the Indo-Pacific, including Taiwan. And 48% support sending $61 billion in aid to Ukraine, about half. So we're divided. 80% of voters say they support Israel over Hamas. 80%! Look, all of these campus things that we're watching, it's to create the illusion. But people aren't buying the illusion. Among voters 18 to 24, who do you support? 57% still support Israel over Hamas. 71% say the crisis in Gaza has been created by Hamas, not Israel. That's huge. 78% say Hamas should be removed from running Gaza. Should we call up the university president from Columbia and say, sweetheart, look at what people are saying. The court of public opinion is against what's going on your campus. It is against Jews feeling unsafe. 78% of this poll say Hamas should be removed from running Gaza. We send hundreds of truckloads of aid into this section of the Middle East every week. It's not getting where it's supposed to go. Why? You know why? 72% of voters believe Israel should be... Excuse me. 72% of voters believe Israel should move forward with an operation in order to finish the war on Hamas. 72% want to see Hamas obliterated. It's not even close. That's not like, well, I don't know. It's some kind of these students, they kind of have me worried. Like maybe I should be on that side. Said nobody. 68% oppose a ceasefire unless it means Hamas would be allowed to continue holding hostages and running Gaza. Look, this is not complicated. Common sense prevails. People are paying attention. It gets worse. How about this? Well, better, if you will. 80% of voters believe students and professors who call for violence toward Jews should be suspended. I say expelled and fired. Get out. We don't want your ilk. 64% believe the leaders of private higher education institutions are not doing enough to prevent anti-Semitism, including 37% of Gen Z, and 80% of those 65 and older. 64% believe there's a problem with what institutions of higher learning are teaching students today. including 47% of ages 18 to 24. Are you buying the story that they are putting out there? Are you buying all of the narratives? When I can read you stories about women on OnlyFans saying they've been compensated by the Biden administration to go out and to talk positively about Democrats, do you realize that what we're living in is nothing more than a ridiculous simulation? And it's not working. When 80% of people say Hamas should be put down, the same way the lion's share of Americans said all of the clowns who have terrorized Americans, who dropped the Twin Towers, who took our airplanes and rammed them into the ground and into the Pentagon, whether it be Saddam Hussein, Osama bin Laden, or others, should be obliterated. That's the story. 80% don't fall for the simulation because it's garbage. It's just garbage. When we come back on the Wendy Bell Radio program, my friends, a study out of Brown University, you got to hear about this. It's all about the spike protein in those jabs. What's going on with that? They can't hide from this forever, friends, and it's coming out. I got it for you next. All right, so I'm going to get right to this. Liberty Daily headline: study finds that COVID spike proteins help cancer cells survive and resist chemotherapy. This is significant. This isn't some like wacko fringe weird. This is Brown University. A new preprint study from Brown has found that the spike protein from the SARS-CoV-2, the virus that is responsible for the Wuhan coronavirus, the protein in it helps cancer cells survive and resist chemotherapy. Is this a bioweapon? Was the COVID virus a bio-freaking weapon? Because people have been saying that, and you're like, that sounds really dark. I can't wrap my mind. Who would want to do that? Really? Let's read. According to the study, led by Dr. Wafiq El-Diri, the director of Brown's Legarreta Cancer Center, spike protein may promote cancer survival and growth through interference with anti-cancer activities, blocking the function of a crucial cancer suppressor gene known as P53. Now, this guy, El-Diri, and his colleagues observed that when cancer cells encountered spike protein subunits, it reduced the activity of this P53, this protein that helps defend the body against tumors. And this allowed the cancer cells to escape the body's natural defenses against tumor formation. El-Diri also explained that interfering with that protein, P53, can both foster cancer development and bolster cancer growth. The study also used chemotherapy drugs to activate the P53 genes, but instead of dying, the researchers found that cancer cells containing spike protein subunits displayed increased resistance to chemotherapy, a standard treatment for various types of cancers. We saw enhanced cancer cell viability in the presence of the SARS-CoV-2 spike S2 subunit. It's part of the virus. After treatment with several chemotherapy agents. Now, does that make you feel kind of sick inside? And then tell me what you think about Fauci. About Dr. Doom. About the guy whose fingerprints, whose lies before Congress. This guy has been all over this virus about U.S. taxpayer dollars going to the Wuhan Institute of Virology so the bat lady could tinker with it and make it more dangerous. They lied about that. again and again and again and again and again. And they lied to you and told you that you needed to get some shot. What if they were tinkering with a virus, which has really been used as a bioweapon against us? Bill Gates always said we needed to talk about overpopulation. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fertility crisis in this country that is becoming alarming. Because not only are young people not getting together, they're not making babies. People are dying from turbo cancers at an alarming rate. We have actuarial evidence out of Indiana that shows an alarming uptick in death among working age adults, 18 to 64. Whatever is going on, what could it possibly be? Let me scratch my head, because you're not allowed to say it. Why? Why? Why can't you ask questions? Why can't you see the 44,000 hours of video? Why can't you see the results from Moderna's trial 1 data? Where are the champions and the patriots and the heroes demanding transparency and demanding a spotlight? When did it become okay to kill people, to injure people, to lie to people, to steal from people? This is so scary. And there are only a handful of people who are willing to talk about this. How many people do you know who have battled cancer after COVID? How many people do you know who've lost a baby, who had other live births? How many people do you know who have suffered various side effects? Strange heart palpitations, problems with their vision, strokes, Guillain-Barré. How come nobody talks about Justin Bieber or Celine Dion? Celine Dion, who sings like a freaking angel, can't perform anymore because she's got that statue syndrome where she just freezes, kind of like Mitch McConnell, just on steroids. Why can't we talk about that? A lot of money in this business, ladies and gentlemen. Truth apparently doesn't sell. When we come back on the Wendy Bell Radio program, everything that you see is a fake. What does that even mean? Well, we're going to walk through it with a very intriguing video. You'll awaken to the propaganda very quickly next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. You know, before I bounce over to the dismantling of one of these compensated Democrat quote unquote influencers paid to go out and present a script to their following, to their fans, to create an illusion of something that's not reality, because everything we're living in right now is fake. It's fake. It just is. This guy is toxic. Brock, I see you move the microphone. Did you want to say something?
No, he's more than toxic. He's just a shill. And I wouldn't even call him a man. Because a man wouldn't do this, right? Like, he's totally sold, bought and paid for. And he's just a...
Do you guys have a price tag? You know, is there a number at which point you would sacrifice or compromise your morality, your dignity, your humanity? I have to think no. I've never been in a predicament where I've been offered, if you do this, we will do that, and be forced to totally change who I am and what I believe for a buck. I've had lots of money and I've had no money. The lots of money is easier, but I'd like to think that I would live with no money. and be comfortable with who I was. Well, there's a story of this guy. And before I even go there, the number of people on social media right now who are coming out, and you don't have to be a frequent flyer of TikTok or Twitter or Instagram or any of these other platforms to see some of these people coming out of the woodwork now. And they are revealing that they have accepted money from the Biden administration. They have accepted money from leftist groups to read a script, to present a narrative, to be part of the cell, that everything here going on in America is going swimmingly. Look, what did that Harvard-Harris poll tell us? Two big items, immigration and inflation. When you see a bunch of people getting free stuff and you feel unsafe, and then your own economy sucks so badly because the people in charge ran it that way, that you can't afford to go to bed comfortably with peace of mind, and you've got a knot in your stomach, it's not right. The majority of people see this, and these influencers are coming forward and saying, look, I've got to come clean. It's almost like the walk-away movement that Brandon struck. It's struck, isn't it, Brock? Not struck.
I think it's struck.
Struck. What he has started, this is what people are coming out and saying. I've been paid. I've been lying to you. I'm sorry, but this is the deal. So we found this guy, and we've been following for a while on TikTok. And is it Twitter? I think it's Twitter. And he's called the older millennial. That's his TikTok moniker, right? The older millennial. He's a guy with a beard. He just sits there and he does things and he puts up data in the background and he tells you this is what's going on. This is what they're telling you is going on. This is what's really going on. And he digs into this particular story about a paid political partnership. All right? Between this guy, he's a social media Gen Z influencer, if you will, named Harry Sisson, sitting down with Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, okay? Josh Shapiro is a dirtbag. I'm just going to tell you, he's got his eyes on the White House. He's a lousy governor. He was a crappy attorney general. He made waves for a Catholic Church pedophile priest situation that he never, ever took any action about. He exposed it, quote unquote, exposed it, but there was never any justice. There was never anything done about it. Priests continued to get shuffled here and there. That's just the way it went. All right, this guy wants to be president. This Harry Sisson guy presents to the people that he has sat down with the governor of Pennsylvania. And look at these wonderful, look at this collab. It's not a collaboration because an investigative journalist using the Freedom of Information Act, which is the new way we're actually getting news, which is scary, dug into some private emails and text messages between Shapiro's group and this Harry Sisson guy. And what this investigative journalist has uncovered is this wasn't just some sit-down interview. It was scripted and it was compensated. That this guy, pretending to be just some Democrat enthusiast, is being paid to try to influence public opinion because the Democrats cannot win on their policies and results. And they know it. So I want you to hear this older generation, older millennial. That's his TikTok moniker. He's going to go through this breakdown for you so we can all identify when we see in our news feeds. Oh, look at this person. Pay close attention because it's all garbage. It's all optics, messaging, and paid for propaganda. Go.
So I'm really happy for Harry that he got to do an interview with the governor of Pennsylvania. But Harry, were you aware that all of your text messages, emails, and other communications with government officials is part of the public record and therefore subject to a Freedom of Information request? But don't worry, Harry, I haven't submitted any of those requests. However, your favorite investigative journalist did. I just want to be clear real quick that none of this is my research, and all credit goes to Sarah Is Censored. That's her on X, and you can also follow her on TikTok at Sarah for Texas. So Harry's been posting videos like this, where he says, I asked Governor Shapiro of Pennsylvania how he'll respond if Trump tries to overturn the election results. You know, basically pretending that that was a question he wanted to ask. However, the text messages that Sarah was able to get tell a different story.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
See, this is Harry's conversation with Gavin Lichtenstein. Gavin is the director of digital partnerships for the governor. And what's Gavin saying here? Hey, Harry, it's Gavin with Governor Shapiro's team. Excited for tomorrow. I'm working on getting you an embargoed version of the script with bullet points so you can prepare. And it's funny because if I had been interviewing a government official and he sent me a text that said he was going to give me a script, I would question why I need one. But Harry's response is cool, thanks. I'll give him credit because he did ask if it would be possible to ask some questions about our democracy. But if you actually watch the interview, which I have to say, sadly, I did for the sake of being able to make this video. Yeah, he never asked any of those questions. No, Harry stayed on script. And the funny thing is that Harry has denied that this has been set up by Palette Management. He's tried to deny that he's been compensated to do this interview. But we know that's not true. This was all set up courtesy of Kevin Pham, who is Harry's talent manager at Palette. And Sarah, being the outstanding investigative journalist she is, actually tried to clarify this with Harry. Asked him, did Palette Management handle your interview with Josh Shapiro? Was there a financial transaction between the two? Oh, and Harry saw the message. Gotta love read receipts. So thanks to Sarah, we now know that his entire interview with the governor was scripted. And it was scripted by the governor's team with bullet points. We also know that it was set up by Palette Management. Good job, Kevin. I've never known a talent agency to work for free. There was obviously financial compensation for this interview, but none of his videos about this point out that it's a paid partnership. Harry, do you know what they call doing paid political advertisements for a candidate and not disclosing that you're paid for it? Hey, little buddy, that's a crime. But hey, I guess liberal creators can commit crimes on this platform and not be punished by TikTok.
That is just one small investigative dive into one exchange where somebody out there who remembers what it's like to be intellectually curious started doing some digging, and it actually took time. Paperwork for the Freedom of Information Act request. I want to see what these emails and exchanges and text messages between these people are. Because what we're getting presented to us as news is what Barack Obama allowed in 2013 when he waved his magic wand and said political propaganda is now A-OK in the United States. Because that is all they have. Did you guys see that they're floating the idea of the White House? Put it out there. Everything that they do, it's a test balloon. It's a Chinese spy balloon traversing the continental United States. That's exactly what it is. We're going to float an idea. We're going to see what public opinion is. And then we're going to make a move. It's not, this is what we think is right. This is what is good for the American people. This is what we campaigned on. This is what we made as a pledge. And this is how we follow through. And it's all garbage. They're floating the idea of Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, who sucks. There's no way you look at this woman and say anything other than abject failure. She's a moron. And they put her in that position to be uncriticizable. Because she's gay, because she's black, because she's a chick, and because what? She's an immigrant, comes from immigrant parents, something like that. What else? Does she have a limp? Does she lisp? Does she have a lazy eye? I mean, how deep can we go into this? She sucks. And if you suck, in my mind, you go. Sort of like protesters who are supporting Hamas. You suck, you go. End of story. It ain't complicated. So the White House putting out some stories, putting out the feelers. How does everybody feel about that? Apparently, Karine Jean-Pierre has worn out her welcome. People aren't thinking she's cute anymore because she has lied for a living. And I'm gonna connect this back to the polling we brought you at the beginning of the program. Part of this Harvard Harris poll, 57% of Americans say Democrats are using the legal system in biased ways to take out a political opponent. 57% of Americans see this. It's called desperation. It's Nancy Pelosi freaking out that Katie Turr on MSNBC appropriately pointed out that you can't claim Joe Biden created 14 million jobs and Donald Trump lost 9 million of them when the reason why is the start of a global pandemic and the end of its shutdown of an economy. And Nancy Pelosi called her a Trump apologist. They are terrified because there's a break in the simulation. It's not working anymore. That's got to be terrifying. Sucks to be them, right? I mean, to quote my boyfriend, Charlie Sheen, I mean, this kind of feels like winning. Take your bread, folks. Soak up your gravy. All right, when we're back on the Wendy Bell Radio program, this is a very interesting story. It's all about who controls the message and its distribution. What does that mean? Another TikTok tale for you, but it's worth it. You're going to like it. Next. Right? You want to bash your head against the wall when you're able to see the garbage that's out there that they're pushing out as reality. So we're going to bounce back to TikTok. Look, if you don't have TikTok, if you think TikTok, it's Chinese, it's terrible, they're spying on us. What do you think everybody else is already doing? Your Congress just gave the FBI the right to do it in perpetuity. I'm not worried about TikTok. There's way more going on behind the scenes here. So there's this guy. He's an influencer as well. He's popular on social media. He does a lot of these trolling skits with The View where he inserts himself into some awkward silliness that the women on The View engage in daily. And he's very funny. His name is Damon Imani. And he's talking about what a bipartisan TikTok ban really would do. It's not what they say it would do. It's what it would really do in forcing your attention to certain platforms that control the messaging for the left. And it's a beautiful video, and I want you to hear it because it makes an awful lot of sense. Here is Damon Imani talking about what a bipartisan TikTok ban is really all about.
Okay, so here's what I find interesting about the TikTok ban. They have now 9 months to sell their U.S. business. If they don't, they get banned in U.S. Too bad. Now, if TikTok gets banned in U.S., based on recent data from Bernstein analysts, 57% of their users will migrate to or become active users on Mark Zuckerberg's Meta. And the only platform that comes close to TikTok owned by Meta is Instagram. So most of the users will go to Instagram. Now, based on the same data, 22% of TikTok's users will go to YouTube owned by Google. So basically, banning TikTok means good news for Google and Meta. These are, of course, the same companies who time after time have shown to be manipulating their algorithms in favor of the left and the Democrats, and taking orders from US intelligence agencies to manipulate users and their content. So basically, this is about let's stop China from manipulating our society and brainwashing them, so we can give even more power to U.S. intelligence agencies to brainwash the society.
Bing, bing, bing.
And that should be obvious to you when you saw both sides, both Democrats and Republicans, pushing the bill to give even more power to U.S. intelligence agencies to brainwash the society. I like the fact that they came together with that bill. But that's not all. There are ongoing developments around the world with freedom-loving countries trying to get rid of Elon Musk's X, which is the only mainstream free speech platform. Now, I am brown and slow, but even I can look at this and say, this looks like a group of people working hard to get rid of every platform they cannot control. TikTok is just the beginning.
Very well said, sir. 100% correct. It's not enough to control the message. It's not enough to pay influencers to spew your lies. You have to control the channels. You have to control the frequency. You have to control the radio stations. You need to control all of it. Doesn't that sound like a threat to democracy? Because all I ever hear from people like Nicole Wallace at MSNBC is that Donald Trump is the threat to democracy. It's already been destroyed, right? I mean, I'm looking at this right now, studyfinds.org. 1 in 4 Americans fears losing their job this year. A surge in unemployment just around the corner. 1 in 4 of us, ladies and gentlemen, think our job is on the chopping block. We feel like Jake Tapper. We feel like Anderson Cooper and Wolf Blitzer. We feel like Chris Wallace, all of them at CNN going, oh, snap. What happens when your revenue sucks and your salaries are bloated and you're just a blowhard? You're on the chopping block. 1 in 4 Americans feels as though it's right around the corner. So look, immigration, yes. Inflation, yes. Biggest things, 35% that most people are talking about. It's concerns. But people are worried about their ability to stay afloat, to be gainfully employed. Forget enjoying what you're doing. Forget feeling motivated. Forget waking up and being excited to go do what you do. How about being afraid that the suck job that you have, that you've dragged yourself through for so many years, that its days are numbered? This is the real America. Not the one that the left is paying people to promote. That's the real story. So when I say even the sheep are awake, the cycle of suck can't last forever because the end game is the destruction of this country. There is no denying how people feel. It is oppressive. It is scary. And when you look at a bunch of young brats on college campuses threatening the safety, security, and lives of fellow students, Houston, it's not a winnable scenario. Trump by 4, Trump by 8. I'm Wendy Bell. Thank you for joining our Wendy Bell Radio program. Bring a friend tomorrow, maybe somebody who's just starting to awaken. We'll see you then. Peace.